Have you had surgery, whether it's your back, whether it's your neck, whether it's your elbow, whether it's your shoulder, whatever it may be, and you're trying to get your golf game back in shape after surgery, or maybe you know someone that's gone through this, listen to this podcast because I'm going to give you some really good advice that'll help navigate you through that process and get your game back on track.
Welcome to the Go Forth and Golf Podcast, where you can listen to everything related to the game of golf. Golf tips to help you improve your golf game, entertaining interviews, discussions about the latest in golf equipment, and so much more. Now, here is your host, PGA professional, Steve Goforth.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Go Forth and Golf Podcast. I am your host, Steve Goforth, PGA professional at Cross Creek Golf Club. Cannot thank you enough for your support and for pushing that play button again. Thank you so very much, especially to all you listeners out there who are very, very dedicated and listen to every single episode that I drop. Thank you. Thank you so very, very much. I have some really good information I want to share with you on this episode about how to adapt your golf swing, your game, your overall game, after you've had surgery. And there's so many surgeries out there that you could have that could affect your golf game. And I'm going to touch on all that and give you some advice on how to navigate through that very challenging time in your life and in your golf game. So stay tuned to that. Even if you have not had surgery before, you're perfectly healthy. You never know what could hit you. We have some unexpected injuries that occur. Maybe it's something that you have planned that you're going to have done, or maybe it's something you've already gone through and you're still struggling and you need some advice, you need some tips on how to get through that. Please stay tuned because it's going to be a very, very informative podcast for you. Since the last episode, as you know, Nick and I did our PGA Championship picks. And if you follow us on Instagram, it's at GoForthGolf, or on Facebook, GoForthGolf Instruction, you saw that I posted the graphic on who won in that PGA Championship pick challenge. And Nick, congrats to him, came out on top. He beat me 5 points to 3 points. So if you go on there and you'll see that graphic that I posted, it kind of gives you a breakdown of who won each match, where the golfers finished in the field, and then the overall points that we have accumulated so far through two majors. Right now, I've got a very narrow lead over Nick. It's only 10 points to his 9. And then the U.S. Open, of course, is coming up here in a couple of weeks as I'm recording this, June the 15th through the 18th. So Nick and I will drop another episode, like a bonus episode, next week before the next scheduled podcast episode is set to be dropped on Wednesday, June the 21st. So be on the lookout for that bonus episode next week, right before the U.S. Open. Stay tuned to our picks. Let's see where we go with this, because it's becoming really, really exciting how close we are in our pick challenge, and see who's one step closer to having to eat those massively hot wings if one of us loses this challenge. So really excited about this, and it's been really cool as well to keep track of these golfers more so during the U.S. Open. And it's made it more exciting for us. So I've really enjoyed it. I hope it's made it exciting for you as well. And I challenge you to do your own pick challenge. Maybe it's with a family member or a friend. Something that can make this a lot more exciting for you. And maybe not just the majors. Do them for all of them. Make it more exciting for yourself and more rewarding by watching it. As a reminder, don't forget to go out there, follow on Instagram. It's at GoForthGolf. TikTok is also at GoForthGolf. GoForthGolf Instruction on Facebook. And then GoForthGolf on Twitter. I'm posting some really informative reels out there for you, some golf tips that will help you. Just posted one recently, and I've got a lot more on the way, so don't miss out on those. It'll really help you with your golf game. I want to give a shout out to Mike DeGroot. We played in a tournament this past weekend to benefit one of our friends, Steve Gill, who passed away a couple of years ago. So it's a memorial tournament for him. It was myself and Nick and my cousin Mike. Shout out to Mike. And then also Landon, who works with Nick over at Golf Galaxy. We had a great time. We really enjoyed ourselves. We didn't play the way we wanted to. We're hitting bombs out there, though. Man, we were hitting some really massive tee shots. Hit some good approach shots to the green, not as close as we wanted to on some of the holes. Just could not get those putts to fall. As you know, that's really important. And we got some of them to fall, but we just kind of left ourselves above the hole and can't do that and expect to make a lot of putts. But we had a great time, and I wanted to give a shout-out to Mike again, Mike DeGroot, who put on a fantastic tournament. Thank you so much. He is a regular listener to the podcast, and we just enjoyed being out there together and playing the game we love, of course, and having a good time cutting up and enjoying the good shots that we hit and learning from the bad ones that we hit as well. So looking forward to getting out and playing more. I've been out on the golf course more here lately, which I'm very thankful for. As you know, I think I've said in the past, and if you see me on a regular basis, you know that I don't get out and play very much, as much as I'd like to or need to, but I'm trying to change that a little bit, and I can tell a difference. I feel the old form coming back, and I'm really excited about that. So I'm going to try to get out there more and play and post some videos about that too and give you some feedback about where my game is. Maybe that'll motivate you and inspire you for your game as well. But again, I love getting out there. And I've said before, I really enjoy teaching. That is my passion. I like that more so than actually getting out and playing sometimes, just because I get so much enjoyment from seeing someone else get better. And I kind of ignore my own game. But I really need to start focusing more on that as well and continue the teaching, of course, which I love more than I can possibly sit here and tell you, and blend the two of those together more so. But again, just wanted to share that with you and look forward to more rounds out there that I can share with you as well. So let's dive into how to adapt your golf swing post-surgery. If you have not had surgery, if you have not had to go through this, or if you're not going to go through this, but you know somebody who has or who will, please make sure you share this podcast with them, because I'm going to give some really good information that will really help encourage you as a golfer to get through this difficult time and to get that game in tip-top shape.
Oh, he got all of that one.
The best way to prevent illness, wear and tear of muscles, and deterioration is by using the proper vitamins, supplements, and minerals that you can get from Pure On Main. As a golfer, your main focus is to have fun, right? But you also want to improve your game and reduce aches and pains and injuries. You can enhance your golf game by adding trace minerals to your daily regimen or boost your stamina with Vitamineral Greens. Pure On Main has great options to choose from that also include a fabulous collagen that will keep your tendons and joints lubricated, that will help you produce a better golf swing. Pure On Main has two locations. One is at North Main in downtown Greenville, and the other is on Cannon Street in downtown Greer. They have some of the best experts in the field of natural wellness, and they're available 7 days a week to help guide your personalized health journey. They not only carry amazing results-driven vitamins, they also provide state-of-the-art modalities such as massage therapy, foot detox, and wellness consulting. Serving the upstate for over a decade, their experts continue to take the time to help each individual pinpoint exactly what their body needs to optimize performance and remain pain-free. Go visit their two locations or give them a call at 864-991-2726. Make sure you visit their website at pureonmain.com, where you can purchase your supplements and learn more about their wonderful, wonderful services. Don't wait. Start your journey today towards living a happier and healthier lifestyle with the help of Pure On Main. Okay, so I'm really excited to bring you this podcast. I want to give a shout out to one of our members at Cross Creek, Will Derrick. Will actually inspired me to create this podcast due to the fact that he is recovering from hip replacement surgery. And he and I were talking in the golf shop one day, and he said, you know what, it'd be a great idea if you did a podcast on how to help people navigate through their surgery and help them to recover their golf game again, and just some tips and advice on what they can do to not only physically get through that time in their life, but also mentally get through that time as well. Because as we know, anytime we have a struggle like that, it can sometimes be difficult to persevere through it. And we have the physical challenges of it, but it also weighs on us mentally. And we get some negative thoughts that creep in there, and we get frustrated. We may get angry. We may get sad. All those different things happen to us, and it's important to try to stay motivated and inspired and encouraged and have that goal in mind. So I'm going to really emphasize some points that I think will help you through this. And there's so many different types of surgeries out there that you could go through. And again, this may not apply to you. It could apply to someone you know, or if for some reason, and I hope this doesn't happen to you, that you have to have a surgery down the road, come back and listen to this podcast and allow it to help you through that moment. There are so many different surgeries that I've seen as a golf instructor, whether it's my students or whether it's members going through, whether it's friends that they go through. Some of those are hip replacement, like Will had, a back surgery, a neck surgery, maybe it's tendonitis in the elbow, knee replacement, that's a very common one, shoulder surgery, that's also common, hands, feet, etc. So there's so many different types of surgeries that we have that will drastically affect our life, and in this case, our golf game. And these are just common recommendations that I'm going to give you. I'm going to highly suggest that you please consult with your doctor. I'm not a doctor. As you know, I'm a swing doctor, but I'm not a physical doctor. And I want you to follow their instructions on how to approach your game after surgery. I'm just going to share with you things I have seen from other students that I've helped implement based on doctor's instructions, and then talking to some doctor friends who recommended some of these things. So your doctor, they're going to give you those do's and don'ts that are related to the type of surgery you experience, because every surgery is different. You may have a back surgery, but some of the things they recommend may not comply with having neck surgery or a knee replacement. So super important that you have that conversation with your doctor, and then whatever therapy that they put you through that will help you get through that. I'm going to share with you advice, again, from a coach's standpoint, and then what I've seen in dealing with students who've had all these surgeries that I've mentioned. And again, like I said earlier, talking with doctors who are friends, or maybe doctors who I have taught or who are members at the club that I've been at that kind of shared some advice with me. Some of these are just common sense strategies, or it could be advice or some things that you may not have thought about during this process. So get ready to take some notes, again, on how to adapt your golf swing after a major surgery. First thing I want you to do is set goals for yourself and with your doctor. Take time, like I said earlier, to sit down with your doctor, set those goals, a time frame you want to come back, things you want to be able to do or should do through this process. Having a time frame on when you can return will help you plan a very constructive and effective process to get you there. So a goal is great, right? But if you don't have a process that's going to get you there, that goal is not going to be met. And if you're following that process, if you are dedicating yourself to that process during that entire process on your way to your goal, you're going to feel like you're accomplishing something. You're going to feel even more motivated. You're going to be happy because you're sticking to your process and not really judging it based on that end goal. Because that end goal could be, well, I want to get back to the golf course and play golf. But it could be taking you 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months longer than you thought. And then your goal is not met, and then you're disappointed. To stick to your process, that'll get you to your goal. But first of all, set the goal, and then develop a process around it that's going to help you get there. Next, I want you to start slow. Since you're going to have limited mobility, I want you to possibly work on your short game, because your range of motion, as we know, is going to be a lot less. So it's a great time to work on short game. Chipping, light chipping, putting. But again, consult with your doctor. Make sure that's okay. Just don't rush your process. That's the last thing you want to do in this situation. You don't want to get impatient and rush it and then cause further injuries. Just start slow. Whether it's the process itself or whether it's the swing being slower, start slow, because you can't go wrong with that. You don't want to rush this process and then further risk your ability to come back in a timely manner. I really like this one. Focus on fundamentals. I mean, I'm gonna really recommend that no matter what you're doing, whether you had surgery or whether you didn't have surgery. Focus on your fundamentals. This is a great time for that. And what I mean by that is evaluate your grip. Are you gripping the club properly? Are you gripping it with the right grip pressure? How's your setup position? And how is your alignment? Those are things that we take for granted sometimes, right? We assume we're doing those simple things properly, but it could be those simple things like not gripping the club correctly, or maybe you're setting up open or closed, or maybe your alignment's just off. As we know, these are areas of your game that can really develop bad habits. Just make sure you're fundamentally sound before you start swinging again, because those fundamentals will help you get to your destination a whole lot quicker. All right, next thing I want you to focus on is to create a new setup that's going to help you with your mobility. An example of this is lighter grip pressure. Let's just say you had hand surgery, maybe you had elbow surgery, and having that light grip pressure is going to remove the tension that could cause further injury. And also, maybe you can adjust your feet at setup. I'll give you an example. Let's say you've had back or you've had hip surgery, maybe it's knee surgery as well, and you can turn your feet outward more of an angle, and this will help create mobility or better rotation or turn through your swing if you're limiting the length of the swing. So if you've had back surgery and you can't really take that club back quite as far in the beginning, if you turn your feet out, it'll allow your range of motion to be a little bit greater on your back swing, and then on your follow through as well, it can just turn so much better, and it takes off some of that tension in the lower back, the knees as well. So maybe think about some strategies that you could do there in your setup position that will alleviate some of that stress. Now, I'm going to encourage you to come see me for lessons, or maybe your local PGA professional that can help you make sure that those setup positions or those changes that you've made are going to be realistic and they're going to help you and not hurt you. I don't want you opening yourself up too much and then causing a pull or a push or whatever it may be. So just please make sure you seek advice on the setup position so it's not going to hinder your swing. It's only going to help you through this situation. All right, so the next one's going to be one of those common sense things. You want to reduce the swing length. And I've seen this not only help a golfer post-surgery, but also for a golfer after the recovery process is complete. As we know, a lot of golfers out there have a swing that's way too long and way too fast. Surgery forced them to slow it down and reduce the backswing length, and this also allowed them to find the face of the club face a whole lot easier. So I want you to emphasize reducing the swing length. This is going to help reduce injury. It's going to help you find the face of the club a heck of a lot easier. An example I like to use there is slow the pace to find the face. So slow it down when you reduce the swing. Sometimes we slow that swing down a little bit. And I think you're going to find that not only is it going to help you through your surgery recovery, but in the long term, shortening the swing up a little bit, if it's too long, will help you become a whole lot more consistent with finding the face and then sending the ball in the direction you want to go in and making good contact with the ball. So make sure you reduce your swing length. Next, I want you to just focus on your balance. Balance is huge. You don't want to fall off balance after you've had surgery and you're trying to recover, because that could cause further injury, as we know. Focus on that one simple swing thought of get to your finish position. That's huge. I just posted a reel about that on my Instagram page. The four key elements that the finish position ensures. One of those is body rotation. The second is balance. The third is weight shift. And the fourth is swinging at a good tempo. Because if you're going to swing to a finish position, you're going to hold it, you're going to swing at a tempo that's going to let you do it. And so the finish position and being balanced is so, so important after you've gone through a medical procedure. You don't want to be off balance. And again, this is something that will not only help you through this process, but it's going to help you long term. That finish position is something that is greatly underutilized and taken for granted. Make sure you focus on balance. The finish position is going to help you do that. Okay, so this next one's really, really important. I want you to stretch. And again, per your doctor's recommendation, make sure you check with them on proper stretches that won't injure you further. But I want you to stretch and perform some gentle exercises or warm-up swings that will help you before you start your practice session or your round. And honestly, stretching needs to be done all the time. If you're not stretching, you're going to give yourself a higher chance of creating more injuries. I partnered with Stretch Lab a few years back. If you're a regular follower of the podcast, you heard their commercials on here huge believer in what they're doing, and they said something to me that I will never forget. They said that stretching prevents injuries. So important. Make sure you're stretching on a daily, but most importantly, make sure you're doing it before your round. This will help you to not aggravate that injury further, but also to prevent more. And again, I cannot stress enough the importance of talking to your doctor. They will give you, or your physical therapist, because most of the time after surgery, we're going to physical therapy, PT, to help us through this process. Talk with them about simple, effective, safe stretches or exercises that you can do that's going to help further you along during this process and help your golf swing become a whole lot more effective. All right, so this is one that we don't necessarily think about, and I want you to consider teeing the ball up during your practice sessions. This is going to help you avoid taking a divot, because sometimes when we take a divot, we have that shock and vibration, right, when we hit the ground. So maybe tee it up. When you're taking those nice, gentle swings, picking it off a tee is less abrasive to the body, and that will help prevent further injury. And you'll know when it's time to take it off that tee. You'll be able to feel more comfortable. You'll start clipping that tee a little bit more. You'll start clipping that ground a little bit more in your shots, and you'll see how that feels to you. But tee it up. Maybe it's a few days. Maybe it's a few weeks. Maybe it's a few months. Whatever it may be, just to get you back in the groove a little bit easier. Take off that shock and vibration and make it a whole lot easier for you at the impact position. All right, next, I want you to take golf lessons to help you adapt your swing post-surgery. And like I said earlier, just make sure your golf instructor is aware of your doctor's orders. I have been fortunate enough to work with a lot of golfers post-surgery, and one of the things that I talk to them about is, what advice did the doctor give you? It's so important. And sometimes I've had conversations with the actual doctor so that I would make sure I was doing what I needed to do from an instructor or coach standpoint to further them along and not create possible injury or re-aggravate what they just had corrected. So golf lessons will help you adapt your new swing to your new physical changes. And sometimes those changes are more limited, and sometimes they're not. Sometimes you've got way more mobility than you ever thought you were going to have in your life, and it's hard to adapt your golf swing to that. Let's just say, for example, you had surgery on your back and now you can turn better than you ever thought you would, but you don't know what to do with that. What do I do with this turn? How do I use it to my advantage? I've never had this before. A golf instructor is going to help you with that. And also, on the other end of that spectrum, you've got more limited mobility and you need to figure out a swing that's going to help you adjust to that. I promise you, it's going to help you in the long run to have somebody there with you. Not only your doctor, not only your physical therapist, but your golf instructor working hand in hand to help get you back to where you need to be and get you back out there swinging that club a lot better and shooting those low scores. Okay, the last piece of advice I want to give you, I think this is probably one of the most important in my opinion. I want you to stay positive. I tell a lot of my students, use the three P's. I want you to be positive, I want you to be patient, and I want you to be persistent. It's also a great time to focus on your mental game. Read books, read articles, go out there, read Dr. Miller, Dr. Saul Miller's book that I had on my podcast a couple episodes ago, Winning Golf, The Mental Game. Dr. Gio Valiante, Fearless Golf, or any book by Dr. Bob Rotella. Those are just a few examples of some great mental game coaches out there. You've got nothing else to do right now, right? But you can still be working on your golf game if you can't get out there and swing the club. Maybe you're laid up in a bed, or you just cannot have any physical activity whatsoever. Read a good mental game book. That will help you in the long run. I promise you, you know I've been a big advocate for the mental game because I feel like it's just as important as the physical swing, if not more so in some situations. So focus on your mental game. Stay positive. Implement those three P's. That's going to help you through your recovery process a whole lot quicker. So that is some advice on how to get through post-surgery, how to adapt your golf game to it. I want you setting those goals. Start slow. Focus on the fundamentals. create a setup that's going to help you with your mobility. I want you to reduce your swing length, focus on your balance, stretch, or do some gentle exercises to warm up. Consider teeing the ball up and then take some golf lessons. Make sure you're seeking the help of a PGA professional that'll help you through this process, help you adapt your swing to these changes. And then also stay positive. Use those three P's. Focus on your mental game to help you through this process. I hope this helps you. And again, if it's not you, if it's someone else that you know that's gone through this, please share this with them. Good luck through your process. I know you can do it. Work hard, and you may find that your game's going to be better than ever.
Doing the bull dance, feeling the flow, working it, working it.
Congratulations, my friend. You've completed yet another episode of the Go Forth and Golf podcast. I greatly appreciate you taking the time to listen to episode number 66. Thank you so very much for all of your support. Please go out there, follow the podcast if you don't already to get alerts when new episodes drop. Don't forget, I'll have a bonus episode dropping next week before the U.S. Open. Nick and I will be back to give our predictions. But again, if you follow the podcast, you'll get alerts for impromptu episodes that may drop. If you feel like I deserve it, as always, go out there and give me a 5-star rating. Leave me a positive review. That really helps more than you know. Helps me move up those Apple charts and to reach more golfers in a positive way and grow this golfing community that we've worked hard to do. So thank you so much for your help on that. Remember, share the podcast out on social media. Everyone who does that, number one, will be thanked by myself personally. And also, you'll be entered into a drawing to receive a free TaylorMade wedge at the end of the season, as well as some really great prizes. The only way you can qualify to win these prizes is to share the podcast. Make sure you tag me in it. And again, it's at GoForthGolf on Instagram, GoForthGolf Instruction on Facebook, GoForthGolf on Twitter. And also, don't forget about the TikTok page at GoForthGolf and my YouTube channel, GoForthGolf, as well. Again, get out there, share it with people that you know, and be eligible to win some really good prizes at the end of season number 4. Don't forget that this podcast is for you, so if there are topics out there that you want me to talk about, please reach out to me. You can reach out to me on any of those social media handles, or you can email me at sgoforth@pga.com. I want to hear from you. I want to make sure I'm talking about things that will help you, and maybe it's something that will help other people, so don't be shy to reach out to me about different topics. You never know what kind of positive influence that could have on someone else because it was your idea and you shared it with me. As I've mentioned, I'll have an episode to drop right before the U.S. Open. That'll be Nick and I's prediction picks. But the next scheduled episode will drop on Wednesday, June the 21st. As a reminder, this podcast drops the first and the third Wednesday of every single month. As always, keep hitting those drives long and straight. Keep hitting those greens. Keep draining those putts. And most of all, get out there. Have a great time. Whether it's by yourself, whether it's with family, whether it's with friends, get out there and enjoy it. Don't lose sight of that. Don't forget to do something nice for somebody today because it's going to make you feel great to make someone else's life even better. And remember, together, let's go forth to a better golf game.
You've been listening to the Go Forth and Golf podcast. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to receive alerts on new episodes. For more information, please follow us on social media at Go Forth Golf Instruction or visit our website at GoForthGolfInstruction.com. Remember, together, let's go forth to a better golf game.